Nature has always been a source of fascination and beauty to me. Much of my life was spent outdoors, as evidenced by my interest in gardening, fly fishing, and especially mineral collecting. A few years ago, I took up nature photography. This endeavor took me in unexpected directions in a way that was dramatically transforming. I thought I understood nature, but I soon learned that for all my time spent outdoors, there was so much that escaped my notice. Photography forced me to focus, both figuratively and literally, on the natural world around me. For example, I never paid much attention to wildflowers or butterflies before I started photographing them, but now I find myself somewhat of a naturalist. I am especially fascinated in butterflies. I have started a digital butterfly collection. Instead of killing and mounting them, I photograph them with the goal of capturing in this way all the species that occur in New Hampshire. This project is a lot of fun for me, but I am also learning about the fragile ecosystem that butterflies depend upon for survival. My work is heavily influenced by Elliot Porter, who was a pioneer of color nature photography with the eye of an artist. One of his books titled Nature's Chaos introduced me to the concept of fractal patterns and the chaos theory. I was blown away. Fractal patterns are those that show self-similarities, where a form repeats over various scales and sizes. Think of the branching of a tree, or the structure of a fern, where the large frond is composed of smaller fronds that in turn are composed of even smaller fronds. These patterns can be thought of as the fingerprints of evolutionary processes at work. They occur throughout nature. Cloud formations, coastlines, beach sand patterns, lichen growth, water turbulence, fallen leaves, cracking mud, ice forms. These are all other examples of fractals in nature. The type of image I most like to capture with my photography is of such patterns, especially if the result works as an abstraction to some extent. Fractal images can also be generated on the computer through the iteration of mathematical equations. This produces images that I find otherworldly, but at the same time, I often find some that look somewhat familiar. The connection between math and nature is strong. With the speed that a modern computer can process data, we are now able to understand the mechanism by which some of nature forms. Software programs can easily generate trees, mountain ranges, and cloud banks. It is surprising how simple these programs are. Through natural selection, the simple and efficient processes prevail. Behavior once thought complex, such as the flocking of birds and the schooling of fish, are now explained by each individual following a few simple imprinted rules. Such behavior can be replicated on the computer. And with fractal geometry, we can now go beyond the straight lines and smooth curves of Euclidean geometry to explain the irregular forms of the natural world, patterns within the chaos. I now have a new way of looking at nature that doesn't interfere with my scientific sensibilities. Nature is now a little less mysterious, but no less beautiful. Early in my photography, I brought a framed butterfly picture to the assisted living home that my mother was living in at the time. I intended that as a gift. Before placing it on a mantle, the attendant passed it around to the residents. All of them smiled. I was on a path that had heart. Now every year I'm a vendor at several art fairs, even though I don't need the money they generate, or sometimes generate. I like to interact with the public and see their reaction to my work. Butterfly and wildflower pics still bring smiles, but the best part for me is that many people become as fascinated with fractals as I did when I first learned about them. I always felt that anything that has any value is worth much more when it is shared. In closing, I thank the many members of this congregation that gave me and continue to give me the encouragement, support, and inspiration to make my work possible.